Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for October 14th, 2024. It's a Monday. Good morning, everyone. Anyway, to kick off the show, we're going to read a weather report, so let's get that started. I think this time we're going to see if my ad blocker... I did turn off, on the iPad, I turned off, whatever the feature was to block certain ads that were, not working. So let's see if that works. Because that might have been the reason why they were showing up. Although I highly doubt it'll... Oh, maybe it will work, because I don't see them showing up now, so... Yeah, that was definitely the reason why. It was probably, they weren't intrusive. According to AdBlock Plus, what they were, I can't remember the name now, but it doesn't matter. They're gone now. But anyway, here's today's weather for Monday, October 14th. Low clouds with a couple of showers this afternoon. High 70 degrees, and tonight it'll be cloudy and mild with a couple of showers. Low 57. That's lovely. That's sarcasm, by the way, sort of. Here's the current weather. 47 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy. We can read the real feel weather, I guess. 51. The shade is also 51, real feel. Wind is southwest 1 mile per hour. Wind gust is 2 miles per hour. And the air quality is fair. Let's see what's looking ahead this week. Well, we're going to expect rainy weather on Wednesday morning for Thursday afternoon. That's fun. Let's look at that first on the forecast for October 16th, which is the Wednesday we're talking about. Occasional rain and drizzle, 61 high, 47 low, then cloudy with showers around in the evening. And then on Thursday, it'll be 57 high, 39 low, with some sun with a few showers. And in the evening, it'll be partly cloudy and chilly. So, yeah, there you go. Now we'll move on to the rest of the days. Today, 70 high, 57 low, a couple of afternoon showers. And tonight, it'll be clouds, showers around, and mild. Tuesday, it'll be a shower in the area, 66 high, 51 low, cloudy in the evening. We already went Wednesday and Thursday, so we don't have to worry about that. On Friday, it'll be 59 high, 43 low. Sun and clouds in the afternoon, partly cloudy in the evening. On Saturday, it'll be 66 high, 52 low, it'll be 59 high, 43 in the evening for Friday, by the way. 66 high, 52 low for Saturday. Sun and clouds, rain and drizzle late in the evening. And then last but not least, on Sunday, October 20th, 63 high, 47 low. Morning rain, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with occasional rain in the evening. And there you go, that's the weather. Courtesy of this website known as AccuWeather.com. I think that's the same place on Amazon gets their weather from, if I'm not mistaken. That's where we get from, too. And we'll move on to APNews.com. Which, is it loading? Oh, there it is. Okay, it's just being weird. I don't know if I'm even going to read anything on here, to be honest with you. Let's just read the top 25. Let's just skim for that. Okay, did I click on that? Nope, I did not click on it this whole time. Oh, is Oregon going to be the top one? Okay, we'll click that off. Oh, well, okay. Alright, let's see who number one is. Oh, it doesn't even say. Darn it. Well, this is a pretty short one, but I don't know if I'm even going to read it, guys. Oh, it's a video. Number one in Oregon, it's Texas. And it looks like I have to play a video. And, yeah, I have to play a video for you guys, so, let's just play this video, what the heck. Might as well. Number one, Texas. Number two, Oregon. Ah, shoot, I want them to be number one. Number three, Penn State. Number four, Ohio State. Number five, Georgia. Number six, Miami. Number seven, Alabama. Number eight, LSU. Number nine, Iowa State. Number 10, Clemson. And then there's the rest. I'm not going to bother reading them. It's just boring stuff. But yeah, that's the top 10. I guess I could read the top 25, but I'm not going to bother. Well, actually, we could try to read pretty fast. Number 11, Tennessee. Number 12, Notre Dame. Number 13, BYU. Don't care. That was just Facebook, by the way. Number 14, Texas A&M. Number 15, Boise State. Number 16, Indiana. Number 17, Kansas State. Number 18, Ole Miss. Number 19, Missouri. Number 20, Pittsburgh. Number 21, SMU. Number 22, Illinois. Number 23, Army. Number 24, Michigan. And finally, number 25, Navy. That's the top 20, the rest 15, of the 15 there. That was a mouthful. So that's the college football poll on the Associated Press. Oregon was number two, but I really wanted them to be number one. Boo! Anyway, sorry about that, but hey, what are you gonna do? Anyway, enough of all that. Let's go ahead and put our commercial in, guys. Yay, at least we'll get that working too. Hey, I want Oregon to be number one sometime. You know that? Probably U of O, too. A pretty good team. So, yeah. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's 3 minutes. I hope I don't have to cut this part out because my brother might be coming in. I hope not. Alright, next segment will be Food Talk, guys, if you're wondering. We'll play music for a sushi restaurant, I guess. Seems common sense. And after that, we'll play trying to think here. We've still got a few minutes. Like a minute or so to either think about it. Essence by WizKid, why not? It's shorter than I thought, but whatever. I think if I go over a little bit, maybe we can do it that way. Or maybe start at 8:10. That might work anyway. We'll see what happens. Besides, I have to trigger at 8:10 anyway, because that always seems proper enough. No, I didn't want that to go to sleep. So I'm just going to turn that off. There we go. Yeah, that Android tablet I've been using more commonly. It's not like my iPad where it just goes to it just doesn't go to sleep, unless if it's plugged in. It's kind of weird, but whatever. But anyway, enough of all that. So yeah, I have two tablets now. What a surprise. Of course, I always had two tablets to begin with, though. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is Food Talk at 8:20 a.m., guys. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Harry Styles, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. All right, now it's time for food talk. We're gonna kick it off with McDonald's classic French fries copycat. My recipe for retro McDonald's French fries is timely and tedious, so if you can tough it, carry on. This is authentic to the original beef tallow fried potatoes until 1990, when tallow was switched out for shortening. Today, a shortening vegetable oil blend is used. Anyway, moving on. It's ready in 2 hours and 25 minutes. It's quite a while. That just proves my theory. It's quite a while. It only serves 4 to 6. 8 ingredients. Here's what you need. It's in U.S. units. We refuse to go metric. Potatoes. You want 4 medium-peeled, shoestring-cut russet potatoes. For the brine, you want 8 cups of cold water, 2 tablespoons of fine sea salt, 2 1/4 teaspoons of granulated sugar, 3/4 teaspoon of white pepper, and 3/4 teaspoon of citric acid, or 2 tablespoons of white vinegar. And now for the deep frying fat. He uses 100% grass-fed beef tallow. Although if you prefer, you can use vegetable oil shortening blend, which is what they use to this day now. So, yeah. They used beef tallow before 1990, so if you want, like, how McDonald's did in the 80s and 70s before, then you want to use tallow, but if you want from the 90s and later, then vegetable oil and shortening is the way you want it. Anyway, here's the directions. Mix the brine in a 3-quart pot with an accompanying lid. Peel 4 medium russet potatoes, and then cut the potatoes into 1/4-inch shoestrings and try to make them as uniform as possible. He uses an adjustable blade French fry cutter, if you're wondering. Place cut potatoes into the brine container. Seal and refrigerate for at least 2 hours. Bring the pot with brine and potatoes to a full boil. Boil for 1.5 to 2 minutes. Drain and rinse the potatoes until it's cold water, under cold water, that is, and blot the potatoes as dry as possible. Then, place the potatoes side by side. Let me close my doors. You don't have to hear that crap. Because YouTubers have been amplifying those videos. Even I have, for crying out loud. Yeah, no offense. My KHKJ TV videos have been amplified quite a bit. I think we'll do some of my YouTube stuff. A YouTube update later on, but not until 9 a.m. Anyway, I'm just going to start over. Place potatoes side by side into freezer bags without touching and without crowding. Seal bags and freeze flat in refrigerator for at least 2 hours. Just make sure fries are frozen solid, that's all. Then fill the deep fryer with the proper amount of beef tallow if you want the 80s style French fries, or if you want the 90s style French fries, use the oil shortening blend, whichever you prefer. So the manufacturer's recommended amounts, and heat the fryer in gradual increments to freeze 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Place 1/2 of the potatoes at a time into elevated deep frying baskets. Gently lower basket into hot fat. Then fry for about 2 minutes. But please, please pay attention to color. Potato color should be light golden brown with just slightly darker ends. You have to see the photo and pull a French fry with tongs to test the doneness if necessary. Elevate fry basket and shake to drain the excess fat. Secure the basket and let it drain for 30 seconds. Transfer the fries into the colander placed in sink. Repeat for 80 potatoes. Season French fries lightly with fine flake sea salt while tossing. Eat immediately, or keep warm for a limited time in a 170-degree oven. Fahrenheit oven, that is. Serve French fries with your favorite condiment and enjoy! Simple as that! Yeah! And there you go. Close out that. And to finish it off, we'll read the Shamrock Shake. This is just the regular one. This is not the adult version. It's ready in 14 minutes. It serves two, and there's four ingredients. Now, this isn't the adult version. This is just the regular one. It just needs 2 cups of vanilla ice cream, one and one-fourth cups of low-fat milk, 1/4 teaspoon of mint extract. It doesn't have to be it cannot be peppermint, though, which, don't know why, though, but doesn't matter. And 8 drops of green food coloring, because, again, it's St. Patty's Day. Well, it's not today, but whatever. Who cares? Anyway, there's 2 simple steps. The first step is to combine all the ingredients in the blender and blend on high speed until it's smooth. Stop the blender to stir with a spoon if necessary to blend ice cream. And then pour into 2 12-ounce cups and serve it with a straw. Simple as that. Yeah! And here's what Jonathan Melendez has to say. He also posted a picture of it, too. It's simple and delicious. You can't go wrong with this minty shake. It was so good, I finished it off with some whipped cream because, what, it's a shake without whipped cream. I'll admit that, too, Jonathan. Anyway, I think that's it, guys. There is also the Spike Shamrock Shake for adults, but I'm not going to bother with that because for 2 reasons. One, this is a family-oriented radio station. Because it's for Pokemon fans, by Pokemon fans. And 2, we're running out of time as it is, so. Yeah, that's fun. Anyway, I think for the next segment, we might do TMZ Celebrity News. I'm debating on moving that over to the last segment, guys, because I really am debating on just doing my KHKJ update anyway, just for the heck of it. So I think we'll just do that instead, and we'll probably do TMZ like at 9:40 to make up for it. So there you go. Anyway, I gotta put this commercial in. I just have to blabber, Ralph, just so you'll have to hear what's going on in the other room. I might cut all this stuff out. I don't know. I don't think it really matters that much. Pokemon Black 2, yeah, there you are. I don't know why I said that earlier, but who cares? That should be 3 minutes, yeah. The music in, there's no offense to music being, well, not music, but YouTube speech being loud now. Even I've been making it louder, too. Don't know why I have, but just, if everyone else can do it, why can't I? Just, don't ask. It's just, if all the other stations can play commercials, why can't I? If everyone makes their videos so loud, why can't I? If, what's an error excuse I had? I don't know what the error excuse was for everything I've been doing, but I can't remember what was. If my friend uses an iPhone, why can't I? Which obviously I do, but that excuse has been going on since 2019, so there you go. Anyway, yeah, that excuse has been going on for 5 years now. 5 years. So, yeah, it's been a while. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up, I might have to end it early, because last time we played Break My Soul, I just realized it went over. And that happened, I believe, on Friday when Trina was listening to my morning show. But I think we'll just roll with it anyway. Yeah. Who cares? But you know what? I'm just going to stop it there anyway. Coming up, we're going to do a KHKJ YouTube channel update. We'll be right back. Don't go away. So there you go. KHKJ update. We'll be right back. Yep. Break My Soul by Beyonce and Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa, right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's now time for our YouTube channel update from KHKJ TV, courtesy of YouTube studio. Here we go. Let's look at the channel analytics, guys. Just refresh it. 43 views. It doesn't show a whole lot here. 43 views. I think this is the last 28 days, I believe. Yeah. Let's see here. Top content. Let's look at October overall. Ooh. Look at 2024. Attempting to run Pokemon Go on Ox Player. It's one like and one dislike. Let me look at that. Not that. Audience retention. Doing that. So play this.
A little bit different.
You hear this?
I don't even know if this is even gonna work or not, to be honest with you. It might just end up crashing in the end.
That's my voice, again, by the way.
It's not really meant for this kind of setup, but we'll try it out anyway because we got nothing to lose. But what you're seeing here right now is an Android 9 emulation on Nox Player.
This didn't work, by the way.
Let's see here, 7058. And that notification there. I'm gonna scroll down to get to it. Sorry if I'm not holding this tablet down right. It's just...
I recorded this on the Android tablet, by the way. I didn't have the iPad at the time.
It was 28 minutes ago, but it's okay. It's still working. It's GPS emulator. Now, Nox Player does support this built-in, but I don't think it was working at the moment. So what I did was I just downloaded the GPS emulator and just did it this way. And in theory, supposedly, we should be able to use Pokemon Go this way. Now, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Keep in mind, though, now I'm not going to log into my account I use on my iPhone because I use Sign In with Apple on there. And since this is emulating Android, that means we'll have to either use Sign In with Google, which I don't think we'll be able to use either. We could do Facebook, but I don't think I'm signed on Facebook here either. I think we might just create a brand new account just to test with it. If it'll even work. I don't know if it will. We'll try it out anyway, because again, we have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
But either way, if it works, it works. If the app works, it's okay. But if it doesn't work at all, then this is pretty much going to be an epic failure, because I have seen epic failures before, and I'm hoping that this will not be an epic failure. Because if this is an epic failure, I will be crying in my sleep tonight, even regardless if I'm going to be wearing my ResMed mask tonight. I can't believe I'm showing that to you. I'm so sorry. Either way, we're just going to try running Pokemon Go. Now, keep in mind, though, that Nox Player did, when it first came out, that Pokemon Go was supported, but Niantic, I think, got rid of support for Nox Player. Well, it was a while back ago because they were getting fed up with Nox trying to figure out how the modification thing works, because I think a lot of people were posting YouTube videos about it online or whatever, because of course that was kind of obvious, and probably Niantic saw them and everything, and
okay, that's not where I wanted it.
No, it's
okay, is that it?
It's trying.
There it is. Okay,
here's the Pokemon Go startup screen. We got into our date of birth. Wonder if we got music. I don't hear anything, but I wonder if my headset's turned down. No, it's not, but it's okay. Maybe it's just turned down. That'll be okay. Anyway, we got to put our date of birth in. I think I can do this off camera. Well, not off camera, but yeah. I'll put a different date of birth in. Trying to think here. Okay, why are we not able to create an account via email now? That's so unfair.
Let me try to find another one. Pokemon Violet. Let's see what the audience retention is for this one. Come on. This could be kind of weird sometimes. I'll admit that. Ooh, yeah. That doesn't look too good. That Pokemon Go video was a little bit better than the other one, I will admit. Let's take a look at Power World. I don't think it has... It has some audience retention. Look at this at least. I think it's a live one that doesn't have any. Let's see here. 25%. Let's just see what this is about.
Yeah, see. Have we not? Yeah, see, look. If this. Yeah, there'd be like blue. Yeah, see. If there was. If we did not have our headbutt play through, because. I have a GIF, I believe, which I think you guys might like, actually. Would you like that?
Yep, I was using my Beavitar sound mixer for the sound effects, by the way, if you're wondering. Which is pretty fun. I still use that to this day for that, so that's pretty cool. Okay, that's just going to fall back to 28 days. It don't matter. Anyway, we're done with that anyway, so it doesn't matter. So anyway, let's go ahead and put our commercial in, guys. How about that? I'll just put this one in, I guess, even though we didn't do TMZ. I'll be going on 9:40, by the way, guys. Okay, 3 minute break is on now. Let's bar music again. Alright, let's see what we got here. Let's put in, let's see, I want to put in Bad Habit by Steve Lacy, but I also want to put in another song in. Let's see, let's put in, To Be Loved by Lizzo. And, there's Steve Lacy, there we go. Anyway, there you go, that was your KHKJ TV YouTube channel update, of course. Yes, I did a Power World live stream. It was about an hour and a half. It was actually a full hour and a half, actually. From 7:30 to 9 o'clock last night. It was on a Sunday, of course, so that was fun. I do plan to do more live streams on my other computer. Not the computer I'm doing my morning show on, obviously. It's just a backup computer for my radio station, obviously, but you get the idea. But anyway, enough of all that. Coming up is we're going to play Pokemon Go. Now, I didn't do any Pokemoning last night, so once again, my streak is going to reset, of course. I don't think we'll even, well, I mean, I guess we could do the helper account, I guess, too, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, but it just depends on what we do. But anyway, I think we'll just do Red first, Jesse Act 95, I should say. Pokemon Go is coming up momentarily in the second half, the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy and To Be Loved Am I Ready by Lizzo, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it's time for Pokemon Go, guys, so here we go. Okay. Yeah, let's just leave the party. It doesn't matter. I don't know if the party challenge was complete or not. I guess we could do this first. Take a warn, yeah. hay, egg. Well, we lagged there, oh well. Some mission completed for hatching 8 eggs. Nice. See if Jesse Wild is still in here. I have a feeling he is. Yep, and I can already tell by the blue dragon here he is, but I just want to confirm he is. Yep, just fought. We'll be playing with him later. By the way, let me check the church too while we're at it. I can already tell by the other dragon he's in there too. Yep, just fought. And we'll be playing with him later. We might also be healing him up as well. Just to give a little extra kick to it. No offense. But we gotta do what we gotta do if... Yeah. Okay. What was up with that? But okay, we'll claim the Grookey Candy, I guess. Maybe that was what it was about then. Anything under events? Nothing whatsoever. Complete utter silence. Yep. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. Complete utter silence. So, yeah, that's absolute fun. Anyway, Meowth time. I'm so sorry I can't hear any of this. It'd be sound so much better if it had all this, but it doesn't. I got 5 Pokemon. 1 star. Yeah, let's throw it away. It looked like a great throw, but took it. Alright. What's it worth? Nothing. Alright, right away. Here's the Skrelp here. Let's throw it. Not throw it. Oh, that one's gonna be tough. It's probably gonna break free. Yep, just I fought. And it ran away. That's not good. Try to put Gianna here. Let's feed a candy berry to it. I'll do a candy berry on you too. What could possibly go wrong, guys? That was a nice throw. At least that one stayed in, at least. I still have to catch one more. If I had caught that Skrelp, we would have finished it, that mission. Now, it don't really matter. I've already gotten the stamp complete, so... I don't think it really matters that much. And besides, my Pokestop streak reset anyway, and there's no Pokestops nearby here anyway, so... No well. Least we can do is just heal up. Doesn't matter though, no one needs healing up. I don't even think I have anything in gyms, do I? I don't think I do, but let me just see if I see a red moon here. I usually keep my strongest in, but I don't think I do. Yeah, I don't think I have any in gyms, guys. That's kind of unfortunate. I thought I did though. But oh well, guess it's first time for everything, I guess. At least my helper count does, at least. That's nice. I just don't know why I slack on this game, guys. I need to quit doing that. Even the tablet does even slack as far as I'm concerned. I know I've said this before, I'll say it again. I have to quit slacking on this game. It's not worth my sanity. I mean, I might even kill those old gems just to get Jesse Wilde's coins at this point. No offense, none taken. Anyway, enough of all that. It just doesn't seem fair to everyone. Let me just go to the shop here. I do have 132 coins. Let me just claim my free box. I guess that should suffice. Have I already used my last remote pass? I think I did. No, I did not. Okay, so I don't have a regular raid pass, but I can easily obtain that just by spinning a photo disc, so gem. So, not the end of the world. So, that's fun. Anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and park commercial, and even though it's still kind of early, but I'll get ahead of myself here. Alright. This one in. Seems only fair enough. Excuse me. Alright. Two. And three. Put the music in, of course. Of course, I'll redo that. We're gonna put in Left and Right by Charlie Puth, and probably I'll redo this. We're gonna put in Kate Bush, Train Up a Hill, A Deal with God. Yeah. Anyway, we still got like 2 minutes and less than 2 minutes. I don't know, 2 minutes and 20 seconds, but close enough. I'm just gonna confirm this to you guys. Jesse Wilde is in both of these gems. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like Birch Bark has been upgraded AR mapping, it looks like. So let's take a look at all the yellow guys in here. One Poison Apple. Truck Dragon 809. I met him when I was with Daniel, by the way, one time. Jesse Wild 223. Yeah, that's my helper count. Let's go with this A-Rod here. Daddy Tyrone 6462. I'm just looking at these guys here. Where's the Charlie Bender at? Okay, that's Cat Poop. That's the big guy there. Well, sort of. I wouldn't be surprised if Venusaur's her too. Anyway, we done enough here, guys. I'm just gonna get out of this. And we'll play, and we'll then do the Jesse Wild, because that's on the iPad, obviously, so we'll have to do some authentication stuff here or there, because, again, I play on two devices at once with that account, so that has a problem with me doing that, so don't tell the FBI or anything. But anyway, we'll play that on the iPad anyway, because the Android tablet, I was having some issues with it earlier. It was being so damn slow. Don't ask me why. It's just not my most favorite device to play with. And there you go. Anyway, coming up, we'll play Pokemon Go, this time on my helper account, which is, of course, Team Instinct. Of course, those two gyms nearby are yellow. And obviously, since he's in them, we can feed them remotely right here on the radio station. Yeah! So we'll be right back right after this with Charlie Puth and Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, and Left and Right. Yeah! We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Running Up That Hill, A Deal of God, and Left and Right, featuring Jungkook by Charlie Puth, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, it is now time to play Pokemon Go with Jesse Wild, 22-3. Let's turn this up, so we can hear it, at least. I've already signed in, because of that authentication stuff, as I told you earlier, had happened. Stay aware of your surroundings. Do not play Pokemon Go while driving. Just wait till you see the second warning, which says, you're going too fast. Pokemon Go should not be played while driving. I'll leave the party, because I don't know. Are you ready to go even bigger? Let's see what this is about. Oh, Gigantamax Pokemon. Yeah, this is about the Max Out event. I wonder, are these going to be 5-star ones? If I had to guess, they probably are. They might even be... Oh, they're 6-star! They're not even 5-star, they're 6-star max battles. So yeah, they're going to be kind of like those, mega raids, like, well... You get the idea. Anyway, let's get out of that. Yep, I knew that. We'll heal you up really quick. I'll just go here and do it. I know I didn't earn any coins on this account, but whatever. We'll just do it anyway. Just to, you know, might as well. Rest too while we're at it. Might as well. Be a nice guy for a change. Such a weak lane, but whatever, we'll do anyway. We'll do Poison Apple as well. Yep. Alright, video. Okay, we'll switch berries here. There we go. Still a weak one, but at least it wasn't as weak as that Aeron. Alright, now we'll do the dinosaur now. The other one, the rock one from Kalos. Ironically, I put two fossil ones in from Kalos. Isn't that interesting? Yep. Be a nice guy for a change. Heal these guys up, but it doesn't help the fact that when I try to feed it later, I'm gonna have to do it 3 times. Oh boy, I just realized that. I'm gonna have to take it on 3 times. I just realized that. How stupid am I? Am I? I'm gonna have to do it 3 times when I challenge it later, so yeah, that's fun. But anyway, everyone's healed, I guess. Power up Pokemon 3 times and get free Ultra Balls in return. That's cool, let's do that. Well, first we got egg. Fine. What will it be? That's different. Can't evolve it yet, but I might be able to use 2 rare candies. But it depends on if it's a 3-star. It is, yes. Thank you. Hey from Denmark. Let's evolve it so I can get the Pokedex entry. An extra experience too as well. I will admit, this iPad has a pretty good speaker, I will admit. It's interesting how it shows the Fire Dharmaka there. Alright, now we gotta put another egg in, so we don't complain. Let's just put this one in, we'll just put in the Infinity one. I would've just used a Super one, but I don't have a Super one, so wah wah. Okay, I got 15 Unova now, that's lovely. Okay, reward there. That's probably gonna be full now. Let's say it is, but I can't tell if it is or not, because it is full. But I think I do need to heal up. Oh, maybe not. We got room 5? No? Well, I don't want to throw anything away, but, it gave me too many Pokeballs. Let's just throw away 20 of them. I don't need those many anyway. It's just too generous of it. Okay, Umbreon found a candy. And we can do our, well, not that, this is what I was asking for. There we go. don't know if it's going to take it or not. I don't think it will. Nope. Try a different berry then. Try the silver one. That one looked a little bit more promising. Yep, that worked. Okay, good. Only one star though. Throw it away. Got a shadow raid at Birch Park soon. That's gonna be fun. Huh. This is a Nunberry, I don't know. Could possibly go wrong, guys. It could break free and run away like that Scrope did, which in this case it did not. But it was much weaker than Scrope was. I think it was like 900 or something like that. This one's only one star too. I will never know what was worth that Scrope because it ran away from me. God darn it. Anyway, enough of all that, which ones do you have? A little bit more than I have on my Reddit account, so yeah, fun. Fun, fun, fun. Don't even think I looked at what this rock ruff is worth. I caught it at a raid, obviously. This account finally has a rock ruff, it just needs to evolve into Lycan Rock. Sadly, not Dusk form, that's unfortunate. Yeah, I was very upset that it couldn't evolve into Dusk form, but hey, at least it can evolve into Day or Night form. It'll probably end up being Night form, very likely. So yeah, at least that's some good news, but oh well. What you gonna do? Anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and get out of this now. And, put my water over there. And for the final segment, just as promised, we're going to do TMZ Celebrity News. So, yeah. So let me go ahead and put our commercial in, obviously. Alright, there we go. Should suffice. Gonna put it, Don't You Worry by the Black Eyed Peas. And then after that, I think we'll play, we'll just play Joji Glimpse of Us, I guess. Why not? Anyway, I think that should work, hopefully. Anyway, coming up is Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta, Don't You Worry, and Joji, Glimpse of Us. Yes, I'm singing to the tune of how they sing it, if you're wondering. Of course, you probably already could tell, but whatever. But anyway, just had to do something there to fill time. But anyway, and after that, we'll do TMZ Celebrity News as our final segment, guys. Because, again, we didn't do it at 8:40 a.m. because I was really begging myself to do my YouTube channel update in place for it. So I said, you know what? Let's just do TMZ at 8:40. It's, well, not 8:40, but 9:40, I should say. I don't know if I was saying 8:40 this whole time. Maybe I'm just my old morning shows from 7 to 9, I guess. But whatever, who cares? Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News, as promised, at 9:40 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. With the more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I really wish I would get out of the way. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Glimpse of Us by Joji and the Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta. Don't You Worry, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We made it to the final segment, which, as promised, is TMZ Celebrity News, so here we go. And we're doing this on the computer, of course, because I would have done it on the tablet, but I don't really trust it. So anyway, Diddy sued. You raped me under threat of violence with a new lawsuit alleging. This is a TMZ exclusive, by the way. Diddy forced a college freshman to take her clothes off under the threat of violence, and when she was undressed, he forced himself on her and fondled, molested, and raped her, all while she was begging him to stop, at least according to a new lawsuit, that is. The Bad Boy Records founder is being sued by women in Tennessee who claim she was only 19 years old, a freshman in college in 2004. When she got invited to Diddy's photo shoot across the street from her college campus in Brooklyn, New York. According to the lawsuit obtained by TMZ, the woman says she was flattered and excited to receive an invite from a celebrity like Diddy. So she went to the photo shoot with one of her girlfriends, where she says they met Diddy and were invited to an after party at a Manhattan area Marriott hotel. Let's see what this is about. Okay. The woman says she and her friend agreed to go to the party, and they were taken to the hotel by a member of Diddy's entourage. And when they got to the hotel suite and tried to mingle with guests drinking and listening to music, they were instead grabbed and taken into a separate room. She says she asked the guy who took her to the room where they were going. She responded, "You know what you are here for." In the docks, the woman says she and her friend were then locked, and since I'm going swimming today, that's gonna be a problem. So this show might be, So if this show shows up on Spotify as, October 15th, it might. I don't know. I hope it doesn't. And, of course, on top of all that, we got that. Anyway, in the docks, the woman says she and her friend were then locked inside a room with Diddy. And she says he gave them drinks and told them to do cocaine that he had prepared for use on a coffee table. She says she didn't want to do the coke, and Diddy continued getting gradually more aggressive with her and her friend, to the point where he began touching them without consent. The woman says when they resisted, Diddy ordered her friend to perform oral sex on him and threatened to kill them both if she didn't. The woman says her friend complied, and she begged Diddy to let him leave, to which he did not agree. In her suit, the woman says Diddy soon turned his sights to her and forced her to undress under the threat of violence, allegedly forcing himself on her and sexually assaulting her. She says the door to the room is ultimately opened. She believes it was due to her cries, and the security guard who had brought them to the room came in to ask if everything was alright. And that's when her friend bolted out of the room. The woman says she couldn't escape, though, because Diddy was still on top of her. Really? The woman, who is suing as a Jane Doe, by the way, yep, as a anonymous, says Diddy got off her to talk to the security guard, and the men left the room, and Diddy told her to stay, threatening to kill her if she left. She says she sat in the dark room by herself for about 30 minutes, until a different security guard came and told her she could leave. She says she got her things, left, and immediately called a taxi back to her college dorm. Some 20 years later, the woman is now suing, and she wants a jury trial. She's being rep by Tony Busby, the attorney who says he's representing 120 alleged Diddy victims. The Busby Law Firm. Diddy's Bad Boy Corporations are also being sued, as is Marriott International. Busby says Marriott management was well aware of Diddy and his activities and looked the other way rather than intervene. We reached out to Diddy's camp in Marriott, but there's so far no word back, sadly. That so far has always been the case when it comes to this kind of stuff. Anyway, we'll try to read one more story. North Carolina State football. Women brawl and stands during the game. Charged with misdemeanor. Two women have been charged with misdemeanors after they threw hands in a same fight at the Cypress versus North Carolina State game on Saturday. And the wild brawl was caught on video, too. The boxing match-like incident was recorded during the Wolfpack's 24-17 loss to the Orange Men at the Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll try to read this to conclude it. We might not be able to, it's a very long story, but hopefully we can. You can see two women trash-talking each other in the stands near the red end zone. When the female in all black slaps the other woman's cowboy hat off her head. She probably shouldn't have done that, because the woman responded by throwing a vicious right hook, knocking her down. FAFO, the two ladies continued to scrap, punching and pulling each other's hair, before several men had separated them, finally. On Monday, the North Carolina State University Police Department told us one woman was a student while the other was unaffiliated with the school altogether. They were both charged with an affray, fighting in public, which is indeed a misdemeanor. Violence of any kind is unacceptable, NCSU PD told us, adding, and not tolerated on campus or at any North Carolina State event at all. The two women were also banned from future Wolfpack football games at Carter-Finley Stadium as well. That's kind of unfortunate. And I think we'll be done here, guys. So there you go. Anyway, speaking of that, that is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. Let's go ahead and finish off a PSA, guys. How about that? There we go. I've got to put another one in. Minutes. Half and free. There we go. Still got 2 minutes left to figure this out. You think here? I'm gonna put Easy on Me by Adele. Actually, it was the first one. I just realized that. I was thinking. And then after that, we'll play. We'll finish off the show officially with Steven Sanchez, Until I Found You. I don't know if that's going to work or not. I may have to just put in an extra commercial or just talk more. It might work, but it might not. I feel like I might just go over anyway, especially since a few things have been going on behind the scenes, so there you go. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I hope you enjoyed it, well, it lasted. It's just a 2-hour show we air every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., guys. That's pretty nice. Check it out on Tricky Fox Radio. You can also listen to it on demand. We upload it pretty much every afterwards. Although today it'll probably be delayed a little bit because, again, I'm going swimming. So if it does get uploaded with a date of October 15th, 2024 on, like, Spotify or something like that, I do apologize for that. I might just have to put another commercial in, guys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that because I don't really feel like going over. But I do want to do a 3-minute break, though. Because I don't really feel like playing so many commercials. So, yeah, let's just be sensible and just say we'll just go over anyway. Had enough trouble. But anyway, like I said, the on-demand, like I said, if it shows up as October 15th, that's normal. At least I hope it is. Because, again, I probably upload it after 4 o'clock Pacific time because for some reason Spotify tends to prefer GMT London time instead of local time for us, so don't ask. Anyway, enough of all that. That's going to conclude it here for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will hopefully see you on Tuesday, October 15th. But again, until next time, I am Jesse Atkinson signing off. I'm hoping to do more live streams on my YouTube channel. But until next time, I am Jesse Atkinson signing off for Tricky Fox Radio. Goodbye.